A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Show with your host, Bob Tuscan. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, TGIF. Of course, it's Bob Tuscan here with Steve Starrs, riding shotgun as usual. Steve is a documentary filmmaker, if you didn't know. He joins us with a large laundry list of credentials. And one of his credentials is documentary filmmaker on the HIV fraud. His film, HIV equals AIDS Factor Fraud, and the website, AIDSFraudVideo.com. All this to tell you that what I'm about to tell you is, well, significantly interesting
In and of itself.
Right. There we go. Thank you. In and of itself.
It is Friday, friends. We're relaxing. We got big news.
I just can't get over the fact that I'm such a bumbling moron, and yet I do a talk radio show.
You do a very good job when you don't think too much about trying to do it too well, Bob.
I know. I can't even speak.
You're doing fine.
This story is quite compelling in and of itself.
Right.
However, the fact that we are such gurus on this topic, if you will, or such staunch activists when it comes to this issue, it's even more compelling. And let's just go into the headline. Up to 100 passengers on board Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 were top experts in the HIV/AIDS field. That's right. They were bound for the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne. It emerged today. The disaster, which left 298 people battled dead, claimed that the lives of some of the world's leading experts in the HIV fraud devastated their families, friends, and colleagues, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Delegates arriving to Australia for the AIDS conference were told that 108 of their colleagues had perished. Perished. All at once. I'm quite compelled by this, Steve. Very interesting, is it not?
Well, you know, the whole story, of course, and friends, if you think we're leading on this aspect of it just because we're involved with this issue, of course, is not the reason why we're bringing it up. But the whole thing is fishy and extremely absurd. But to think that CBS News spent as much time as they did talking about these AIDS researchers who were headed to this convention and that they were killed, of course, and they might have had a cure for AIDS on the plane, and that even embellishes the tragedy even more and makes it more grievous. And so, you know, I've got a cure for
HIV, which is not the cause of AIDS, of course,
right.
Does not need a cure because the cure in reality is
not to poison people with AZT, not to keep people in poverty, not to tell them they have a death sentence that's not even there, and at the same time not address their underlying health issues. That's the real cure, ladies and gentlemen. But no, you would never hear that from the HIV fraud billion-dollar industry.
Right. And here's the story. I'll read a little bit of it from CBS News. Among the men and women of science who died in the crash was Jep Lang, a doctor, visionary, and campaigner who spearheaded the push to get cheap antiretroviral drugs to the poor. In other words, what this man was doing
was
feeding AZT to pregnant women in Africa, a drug designed to destroy DNA. He and his cohorts, and this is the guy that was spearheading a lot of this, of course. Now, forgive me, friends, if I'm not being sympathetic about this situation as it is, which is even much, much bigger, as you know, and we'll get into that, of course, and talk a little bit about all the information that is starting to come out against the official narrative, which is already forming. If you've been watching the news, I don't know if you saw a lot of that tonight, Bob. But the reason why we led with this absurd headline about this part of the tragedy is because it's even more absurd yet. And we've got the clip. We could probably play the whole thing. It will make you sick if you realize that these people who are a part of the AIDS industry, the big pharma companies poisoning people all over the world like they did with AZT, which is admitted now. This is not conspiracy theory, friends. This is now well-documented scientific literature that AZT killed probably 500,000 to 600,000 AIDS patients in the United States. What does that have to do with the possibilities of World War III, Bob? Well, that's a very good question. But the point is simply this, that there's all kinds of nonsense coming out of this, and this is one of those sad stories that the mainstream news media spent as much time as we are right now talking about tonight on a major network news broadcast. Bob.
That's right, Steve, and we're going to cover that in further detail in just a little bit. I also want to get to an interview tonight that I had with a young lady by the name of Natalie Marie Hart. She's 13 years old, and she had the chutzpah to invite me, of all people, on her radio show that she does. She's a Canadian gal, and she does a talk show of her own called Crystal Kids Radio. And she had invited me on, and I said, yeah, sure, I'll come on. And I have recordings of that. I want to play some audio from that interview that I did with this young lady. I thought it was one of the most compelling interviews that I've done, not so much for my part, but for her part. You know, I've been interviewed by some great interviewers, Jeff Rentz. I've been interviewed on a number of different shows. I can't even begin to list them all. I've never been interviewed by a young lady, 13 years of age. So this was quite the opportunity to hear from a different generation, if you will. And I enjoyed it, and I want to play some audio from that tonight. So we'll get to that. Also, I want to take your calls, of course, 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. But back to these 100-plus AIDS scientists, 100-plus AIDS scientists that perished in the crash of the Malaysian jet. And mind you, there's plenty of stuff going on outside of this. We'll go into Gaza and discuss the situation there and the ground incursion that continues to this day. They said 38 Palestinians died today in the conflict, which, of course, is probably lowballing it, as you would expect from our Zionist-controlled media. So we'll talk about that as well. We got lots to get to. But again, back to these visionaries. Remembering the visionaries of AIDS research that died on the Malaysian plane. I got to tell you, folks, the reason why we mock this to the extent that we're mocking this is because we know that these people, albeit they might have had decent intentions. Yes, that's right. They may have been very good people, but they were wrapped up in a very dangerous, evil field of so-called research. This research was based on the dogma brought forth by a guy by the name of Dr. Robert Gallon and his cronies that made the statement that HIV was the cause of AIDS. At the time, it was a disease that was specific to the gay community, and of course, they branched it out into the multi-billion dollar disease that it is today, which they claim is a retroactive virus that will kill us all.
100 experts on AIDS who were heading to a medical conference in Melbourne, Australia. Former President Bill Clinton will be addressing that same conference next week. Mr. Clinton said he was sickened by what happened, and he called them martyrs to the cause in...
martyrs. This sickens me.
I can't make this stuff up, man.
They're... I mean, this whole thing is a fiasco already, and they have the audacity to discuss these people as great
They're
workers.
Martyrs. Steve, yeah. When we get back, I have some audio from one of these mainstream news outlets that shows you how stupid these teleprompting talking heads really are, especially when they're on the spot trying to cover these fluid situations and these crises.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alright, so the reason why I play this following phone call is because I wanted to highlight just how stupid these teleprompter reading talking heads are, and I don't mean to call them names, but that's what they are, and this really shows that, and this really shows that they're following a script, and when they go out of script, they don't even know how to process it. This was on let's see. Is this MSNBC? Yes, MSNBC with host Crystal Ball. I swear, the truth is stranger than fiction. Her name is Crystal Ball? That's got to be a fake name. Either that or her parents had a sense of humor.
Must have.
Crystal Ball. Hold on, now I got to look it up. That's got to be a fake name, right, Steve?
Could be a stage name, like Steve Stars or something. Ah, I'm just kidding. But
Crystal Ball, born in 1981, businesswoman, Her real name was, Crystal Marie Ball.
Mm. For goodness sakes. Well,
Crystal Ball.
I guess they can do that, But now
anyway, she was covering the Malaysian flight crash in Ukraine. And somebody called up, and you want to hear the call, Steve?
Yeah, let's hear the call and see what Ball encountered.
What Crystal Ball encountered?
Well, I was looking out the window and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training? What sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
I'm sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with all the latest next.
America's conversation starts here on Morning Joe.
And it continues here at Afternoon Mojo.
Oh, man. That was too good. I got to play that one more time. Did you hear her? She didn't even process it. It's like she wasn't listening. This is the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen. This, and you know, I'm not a Howard Stern fan per se, but I got to tell you, this is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant because it just shows how ridiculous these people are.
Well, I was looking out the window and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training of what sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
I'm sorry, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick...
The awkward silence is priceless. I'm sorry, sir. And you know that awkward silence is her producers in her ear saying, hey, you got cranked, go to break.
Yeah, that stuff happens, of course. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of that going on, trolling and various all kinds of things. And we're not trying to add to the hilarity of this dark, black moment by any means, friends. But on the other hand, you know, you're going to have people saying things like this, and you're going to realize, of course, that the mainstream news media looks pretty silly most of the time anyway with the mainstream official story that they're telling right now. Whole lot of news out there that is refuting what I heard tonight, which was basically assumption, conclusion that Russia shot down this plane. And that's basically the way they spun it tonight, you know, Bob. It's a pretty ugly thing.
Yeah, it sure is. So that's that. Of course, we'll take your prank calls, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And next segment, unless we get a bunch of phone calls here that I think are worth our while, next segment we will play some audio from that interview that I did with that young lady, 13 years old, who invited me on her talk show. And I think it's worth listening to, so we'll get to that in a little bit. And, of course, we're going to continue covering the Malaysian airline. But I want to switch gears for a bit here and talk a little bit about the ground forces in the Gaza Strip. The latest, 38 more people dead today in Gaza. They're not going to be looking to create a number of casualties. That's what they say. We're not really interested in having multiple
casualties. Is my mic fuzzing? Yeah, I hear that too. I wonder why. My mic's fuzzing. Maybe I
turn my gain down a little bit.
My sound tonight. Anyways, so they made that statement, and it's really a spit in the face, because the fact of the matter is, this is happening because of these occupiers and their predicament that they put these people in this concentration camp known as the Gaza Strip to begin with. So how do they have the chutzpah to come out and suggest that they are not going to try to endure as many casualties on Palestine as they possibly could? It's like saying, you know, we're only going to kill a few people, even though we can kill all of your people, you stupid apes, you useless eaters, you goyim, cattle. It's disgusting, it's despicable, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. And we need to expose who this is all under the control of. This is under the control of the Rothschilds. We know the Rothschilds created the state of Israel. We know that goes beyond the current leaders in Israel, in Zionism. The leaders such as Bibi Netanyahu and others. No, that's just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. This has a deep-seated connection with folks like the Rothschilds and others, perhaps very much entrenched in our central banking system. Well, we know the Rothschilds are entrenched in our central banking systems around the world, not just the Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen, but around the world. So I bring that up all to say it is very important we look at just who is behind it, and more importantly, what's really taking place there. Genocide? A Holocaust, if you will. They are putting these individuals under deplorable conditions. Deplorable conditions. And they have had these people in these conditions for many years now. They lived in peace in that geographic location now known as Israel for thousands of years. And then you had a bunch of pushy Ashkenazis come in there and evangelical Christians and suggest that they can dictate the way people should live. And if you dare say anything, we'll shoot you down with white phosphorus gas and other weapons banned by the Geneva Convention. Because we don't care. We're Israel. And our motto is never again. Never again. I'll tell you what we never need to see again, ladies and gentlemen. And that is the crimes against humanity brought to you by is hell. And that's my rant on that for now.
Pretty strong statements. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. We could get into more specifics, but I will leave it at that. And when we come back, we'll play some audio from this interview I did, and we'll also get to your phone calls. 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's 800-313-9443. We'll get to some phone calls here in just a second. And after that, by the way, I got to tell you, we got to listen to this interview with Natalie Marie Hart is her name. She is a 13-year-old young lady who had me on her radio show, and I want to share this audio with you. Because I think it's an interesting perspective that she offers, and I think her questions were interesting. I think her perspective is, like I said, interesting. I just repeated myself, but that's okay. That's what I do. And I think it's worth hearing. So we'll get to that in just a little bit, but we'll take your calls before that at 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Mike, is it? We got Mike? Yeah, Mike in Kentucky. Howdy, Mike.
Yeah, he got onto something there that I found pretty interesting, is the sinking of the Titanic and this AIDS conference connection. Of course, Frank Zappa had a play, I think, in the, right before he got a sudden overnight case of prostate cancer. He put a play on the stage that dealt with the idea that HIV/AIDS was some kind of an engineered epidemic. But that's quite interesting that a lot of mega rich, including I think the guy who had bought the cruise lines that built the Titanic, J.P. Morgan, I guess, and some other of the mega rich had bought tickets and were supposed to be on that. And so it lured a lot of influential individuals onto the Titanic that probably wouldn't have been on it. And, of course, most alarmingly, I guess, was several that were big enough to cause trouble and prevent the Federal Reserve. If they had lived, sure, they might have actually prevented the Federal Reserve from coming into existence and helping to fund World War One. So big mistake number one, in effect, started, I think, with the Titanic being sunk.
You know, we've done a show on that, Mike. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I never heard it.
You've never heard our show. We have over 500,000 hits on that show that Bob and Popeye and I did a long time ago. We talked about the Titanic. We went thoroughly through the whole thing. I've done it. As a matter of fact, just look up Steve Starr's Titanic, FederalJack.com Titanic. I've done several sequels to this.
Federal Jack?
Yeah, FederalJack.com.
Who's Federal Jack?
Well, that's Popeye's program down the rabbit
hole. It was done on my show. It was my show, and it was the Bob Tuscan show on the Titanic.
I missed that completely.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
Well, it's, the anniversary is like April the 14th or something.
15th,
so.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we did it the year of the 100th anniversary in 2012 before that, and it started to go viral. And, you know, what I wanted to mention, though, that was really interesting about that, because you remember you've been seeing these things in the news with that Snowden has revealed how they're manipulating polls. When our program first came out on that channel, we were getting about 2 to 3 to 1 favorable likes to our program, okay, to that show, even though we raised some controversial questions and stuff about whether the Titanic was sunk on purpose, and it was in my thinking, because they were headed for the ice shelf. They hit the iceberg by mistake. It happened too early. It saved lives, actually. They were going to sink that thing by running into an ice shelf. We're getting way diverted, but I want to get back to this point. We had a lot of hits that were favoring us, Bob. Then when that show started to go to 150 to 200 to 300,000, did you notice what happened with the hit counter? All of a sudden, the number switched. For every one like, we got 2 dislikes or 3 dislikes. Now, we had another program that was a mirror copy of the show. It didn't have nearly as many hits because it only had about 10 or 15,000, still showing the same numbers. I was convinced back then that somebody was already altering those hit counters on that program, on that YouTube video, because they were showing dislikes. You know, and this gets back to the idea of how we're being conditioned to think about all of these things. How we're being conditioned to think right now about what has just happened with Flight 17, Malaysian airliner, down in Ukraine near the border. All of this stuff is being programmed, and the thinking that's going along with all of this is being put into people's minds along the lines of saying that we will tell you that your polls tell us that this is the way you think. In other words, we're going to tell you how you think is what the mainstream news media does with these polls. And I've seen them. Go ahead, though, Mike. Yeah.
The point I was going to bring up about the Titanic is a lot of people use the example of the Titanic as a kind of a class warfare, because, you know, there's all this stuff about how the third class passengers were locked in the steerage or whatever, in order to only allow the first class wealthy to get to lifeboats. And a bunch of the, you know, somehow or another, these guys that were mega rich, in opposition to the Federal Reserve, they died anyway.
Okay, those guys were John Jacob Astor.
Yeah.
And Benjamin Guggenheim. Now, remember, Astor was at one time a funder of Nikola Tesla. J.P. Morgan had dropped funding. Think about what would have happened if Astor would have come back and picked up on funding Tesla's wireless energy. I mean, there's one situation. Benjamin Guggenheim was heavily into mining and metals, okay? He and his brother built grants to form the School of Mines here in Colorado. Down the street, not too far from where I live, is a big building, the Simon P. Guggenheim Hall at UNC. I mean, they made a lot of contributions to mining. Who else was into mining on that ship, Mike? Molly Brown, Silver. Okay, do you see what's happening here? There are other people. Archibald Butt. You don't know who he is. Look him up. He was an ambassador from the Roosevelt administration, or a former Secretary of the Navy who had just come back from the Vatican. All right, there's a whole lot more that going on with this thing.
Yeah, I know. Like, you can't get into all of it, but I just thought, scratched the surface there. It's worth looking up. I didn't know you guys had a whole program on it. I'm going to have to go, look for it.
Mike, if I've talked about AIDS, I've talked about the Titanic. Take my word for it, man. We've done this, overdone it. But this is very good parallel, Bob, because this parallel reflects on a lot of what's happening right now. Not because there's very wealthy, rich people. We'll find out more about that later. But the bottom line is what we're being told about this whole story doesn't tell the whole story of this tragedy.
Yeah, what's being left out is what could possibly the Russians or the Russian separatists gain? I mean, why would they have any motivation to shoot this thing down? I haven't heard you guys talk about it, but I may have missed it if you did. But apparently within just 15 minutes or something, Vladimir Putin's plane had been flying over that area. And he was coming back from the...
There's a
summit,
whole lot there.
The summit for the BRICS that are trying to detach from dollarization.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so who would have a motivation to be shooting missiles in that direction? It wouldn't be the Russian separatists.
Yeah. Right. This plane was way off track, friends. You know, I hate to say it, but if you look at Paul Joseph Watson's video on this, he enumerates a lot of very strong logical points that prove, I think, just what you mentioned. Cui bono, who benefits? The Russians had nothing to do in benefiting in shooting this plane down, but the Ukrainians and Kiev government did. And I think we're starting to see all of the facts line up. We even have reports coming in from air traffic controllers who talk about Ukrainian jets escorting this plane up until about 3 minutes before it disappeared. So there's a whole lot here that we're not hearing. And just like with the Titanic, friends, people are not getting the story straight. They're being told something happened, but they don't know why. Cui bono? Who benefits? It certainly wasn't the Russians. I don't know how long the Russians are going to go on with this. I reported last night on the show, Mike, if you remember, I think that I had heard and understood that the black boxes, the flight boxes, were taken to Moscow. Tonight on CBS News said they have not found them yet at the wreckage.
Well, there's conflicting reports then, because I'd already heard that the rebels had turned over those.
Right. Uh-huh. They had to Moscow, and they were being deciphered there. So we're going to hear more. But the question is, just like with all these incidents, 9/11, Oklahoma City, the Titanic, the Kennedy's assassinations, all these things, we've got to catch them in real time, friends.
The Titanic kind of was the 9/11 for the 19th or the 20th century. We're now in the 21st century. But that was a catalyzing paradigm shifting event was the Titanic, and a lot of people I don't think a lot of people see that. It was almost like the 9/11 of the 1900s.
It was, and that's what we go into on that program. Yeah, that program's now 2 years old. We've done a lot of work on this, and I can tell you about the ice flow. I can tell you about the two plates that are on the bottom and the most recent discoveries. If you examine the two hull plates of the Titanic that are 3/4 of a mile from the rest of the wreckage, you may find explosive residue on evenly cut, severed pieces of hull and keel.
Weird.
Hull and keel. Okay? They blew the bottom out of that ship, friends. And that's what we're not being told.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we got into it. I didn't mean to go that far. But on the Bob Tuscan Show, we get into this kind of stuff, and I've been drinking coffee, and I'm ready to go, Bob.
Steve, you need to chill the hell out, and we will allow for you to do so with a commercial break. Folks, Steve's in timeout. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back.
Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy,
fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase it.
800-313-9443. We might have to push back that interview audio from the show I did with a 13-year-old young lady till next hour, because I want to take more calls as we get them. So feel free to join us on the show. Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick.
For patients here. First off, I don't believe Putin was anywhere near the Ukraine. The Soviet Union and nowadays Russia play the game just like the United States does. They have sound stages set up in Moscow or wherever they, you know, and they do some audio and video that is palpable or palatable to the public, and the public will swallow. So the public has swallowed this thing hook, line, and sinker. It's just the latest fraud and hoax, like the assassination of Bin Laden. Hoax, Sandy Hook hoax, the Colorado theater shooting hoax, but the public always swallows this garbage. It's fake, it's phony, and I'm not buying it. And as far as that airline goes, presuming that an airline even blew up over Ukraine, what pilot in his right mind would fly that route? I'm not going to fly in any airline that has the stupidity to fly over a war zone.
Well, there was one report, Rick, that indicated that the Ukrainian jets, and this came in from people who were air traffic controllers, and I'm not saying I'll actually post this. I think I should post it in our chat room. But I'm not saying that this story has been corroborated, but they were forced off course, and they were way outside the fly zone of where they should have been. They were probably 100 miles to the north of where they should have been. There were 10 flights. If you look at the graphics, it went through that region in the last day or so. The very same location, Flight 17 was way over into a restricted air zone, okay? They should not have been there. And why they got there and why the change of course took them there is another question itself. So there was a navigational change in this plan, which indicates that there's something wrong there. And why the Ukrainian jets, if they were Ukrainian jets, this escort of jets that were there, if we can verify this. Now, here's the point that I would get to, Rick, because there's so many things. And, of course, we see the date stamp on the video produced by the Ukrainian government that claims to be an intercept. We actually talked about that last night. I think it was on the show where we read about this and linked it in our chat room so people could see what we were talking about in this particular report, where Russian separatists were supposedly having this conversation. But the date stamp of the video is dated on the 16th. Okay, so the question is, was this video manufactured before the event happened? Good question there. Some people who are computer experts and geeks have conferred and talked. And the question that I ask is, well, if they were going to go to all the trouble to create something like this, why wouldn't they cover that up and make it right? I mean, it seems like it's counterproductive to weaken your own credibility with something like this when you have the wrong date stamp on the video when it was posted. So, I mean, situations like this, they're all very screwy, this whole thing. And I guess what I'm getting back to, Bob, and I don't mean to dominate the conversation or let you or Rick get in here, but here's the situation, friends. We have another false flag, I believe, in effect. How do we stop these things in real time? I mean, we talk about Sandy Hooks. We've talked about the Titanic. You know, we've talked about all these things happening, 9/11. Is it possible that the Russians can actually stand up and refute this thing like they should have done with the sarin gas situation back there in Syria, if you recall, when that was being used by the rebels and they were blaming that on Assad's army? Remember that? And Kerry was called a pathetic liar by Putin. It's time for the Russians to say, we're going to start exposing all the things that have been going on in the United States that are lies, that are causing all the trouble around the world. I would love to see it. I'd like to see this glasnost, you know, open throat, come to the United States. Bob, Rick, what do you think?
Well, I think that the world may be on the brink of nuclear war when you have an incompetent like Obama at the helm, who keeps allowing himself to be manipulated by those who would welcome nuclear war, the elites who are in the bunkers that will survive nuclear war, and they'll live underground for decades. I mean, we need to be prepared for nuclear war as individuals out here in the hinterland, and we need to get hold of our government. And the Russian people and the Chinese people need to get hold of their government. And they need to have it in their mind that those who are manipulating the world toward world war, toward nuclear war, those people need to be arrested by their individual populations, arrested and imprisoned, and put a stop to this nonsense.
Well, I agree 100%. But do you think Putin has enough chutzpah to come right out and call these things out in the open? Remember, Ahmadinejad mentioned at the UN the 9/11, the whole 9/11 scenario with a kind of a slight little smirk. He was polite about the way he did it when he said, and some people believe that the U.S. government did this themselves. Look at all the flack he took from Fox News for mentioning that. When are the people of this country going to wake up? I mean, you put the truth in the hands of your enemy and you're in a very dangerous situation. I want to see our enemies come out and say, we've got to stop all the lies going on in the U.S. government. Hello, people in the U.S. We're not here to destroy you. We're here to show you what a stinky, dirty, vile, filthy government you have and what they do. I'd love to see it.
I'll tell you this, man. I appreciate the work that you guys do in blowing up the hoaxes because that's important work, too. Because if we don't do that work, then, you know, we appear to be just chasing our tails and no better than the hoaxers.
Right. That's why we're here.
Take care.
Hey, we appreciate it, Rick. That's
Thanks,
why we're
Rick.
Here.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you, man. Nice phone call.
Yeah.
We don't often get those. No, I'm joking.
We get a lot of them, actually. Yeah.
We do. We get a lot of good phone calls. And I get a lot of good emails.
That's
the Bob Tuscan Show at gmail.com if you want to email me. I like this email that we got the other day. Here's a good one. And, Steve, it's quite flattering to you as well, of course.
Uh-oh, I heard that. I heard that.
Love Steve Stars. No, this is a good one, Steve, okay? And I'll just read it to our listeners here. If you would like to email me again, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. This one comes from somebody calling themselves Alex. You guys are retarded. You are really a stupid kike. I'm Jewish, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to read the news from everything from Fox to MSNBC to see that the official statements of the Israeli government is that they will stop the bombing of Gaza once Hamas stops shooting rockets into Israel. Steve seems like a decent guy, but is he too lazy to read a newspaper? I don't know who the a-hole was that died, but your propaganda is very lame, you dumb MFers.
See, we do get a lot of nice mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I appreciate the man's concern about the fact that he is saying, yes, rockets have been launched from Gaza. We have a problem there, okay? But these are not anywhere near the ballistics of what's coming in, friends, as we pointed out. You've heard people are on the spot reporter who has called in, a man who lives in Gaza. We heard the missiles going off in the background. I guess it was just last week, wasn't it? Or a Monday night, I'm not sure, Bob, but it was horrific, the sound of what's happening there. These people aren't armed. They don't have anti-aircraft guns. They've got F-16s strafing the place, drones all the time. They had this on the news tonight. People, every time they hear a drone, run for cover there. I mean, this place is supposed to be under the protection of the occupational army, and yet they're bombing everybody left and right rather than targeting out and finding out who's behind the whole situation. I think it's incredibly fishy, in my opimnion. How does Abbas and Shimon Peres go to see the Pope to pray for peace, and then less than a month later this happens, Bob? Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't add up at all. Something's off here. Something smells fishy, as they say, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to play some audio from that interview next hour, as promised, and we got a lot more to cover as well. We got a full Bob Tuscan Show for you tonight. And I am fully Bob, and he is fully Steve Stars. And you can fully donate, if you so choose, to support the work we're doing here by going to BobTuskin.com. That's BobTuskin.com. And throw a few Federal Reserve notes our way if you can afford to. If you can afford to.
Right on.
Thanks so much in advance. All right, Steve, we're going to take our top of the hour break. And then, God willing, unless we get struck by a nuclear bomb of some sort, which I don't want to seem like I am joking about that, because it is a possibility, unfortunately. I wonder sometimes if mutually assured destruction, MAD, is a factor any longer when we have these powers that shouldn't be, that can go down to their underground bunkers and cast away there very easily without very much repercussions from the actions that take place
right
up on top of this crust of our earth. Stand by, folks. Hour number two coming up in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial